you go for a white person?
No, I wouldn't. I actually have like a really...
Wait. Even if like all the threes, like he's kind, everything that you like for a guy, no. Except for his collar, would you go for him?
I know, it's so bad. No.
Welcome to Discourse, a podcast that explores multiple perspectives to think deeply and connect honestly with each other. My name is Christine.
My name is Camila.
And my name is Abby.
In our agenda today, we are discussing the issue of online dating. And our goal is to discuss the systemic racism in the dating world. The texts that we're going to analyze today are one by Hadiya Roderick, written in October 9, 2018 for The Walrus, and it's titled Dating While Black. And it talks about online dating for Black women and the disparity between the number of messages and attention and responses Black women get versus white women in the online dating world. I believe the purpose from this article is to shine a light on how racism is demonstrated in, you know, environments we don't think are present and people might not be aware they're even doing. And I think the main message is that we should become more aware of our, you know, biases that we are not even sure we're practicing in the world. Mm-hmm. Abby?
Our second text that we've chosen to do for our segment is Swipe White by Jennifer Chow. But she talks about her own opinion on life as a biracial woman based on her mom being Korean and her dad being white. She sees races in a different eye, so she discusses based on that. Okay, guys. From our perspective, why is this contentious issue important and worth discussing?
Well, from my perspective, it's worth discussing because I think it's a bit controversial because people never want to be confronted by their values and opinions and biases. Like, no one wants to be called racist. No one wants to be pointed out that they're doing something wrong. And I think it's important to people to be aware of what they're doing wrong, so that they can address it and grow and change their viewpoints, and that way they're less prejudiced against other people. And that relates more to the article Dating While Black, whereas the article Swipe White, I think is still important and debatable because she talks about the biases that we internalize just by, like, as we grow up in our environments. But I had some problems with this article that we'll discuss later. But yeah, I think they both relate to the general public because we all trying to connect with each other. So this affects everybody.
For what Kenny said, I definitely agree with it. Yes, we do deal with racism on a daily basis, but to see the statistics based on what we read and how people choose based on the color of your skin and not based on what you guys are into, your knowledge, your hobbies, all of these things. It was kind of shocking because she put in every single thing that most men or females would find absolutely stunning, because she is very much well educated and she's smart. She is everything that a guy would personally want. The only thing that stood in front of her stood against her is that the color of her skin. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important that we discuss it because a lot of females nowadays don't want to go online dating. They don't want to go out because they think they are ugly because their skin tone. And for those people who are racist, they say it out loud, and others, they're embarrassed by it. But they forget that they're acting on it when you go on dating sites. You pick specifically white, specifically black, because of what you hear on a daily basis about black people or Spanish or Asian or whatever the case might be. So
it is an important issue and worth discussing because according to Dating While Black, she posted a photo of herself with the same feature but with the color of her friend, and this shows like that people look at the skin of a person more than of what she is. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like shocking for me to know, because when you go to online dating, basically it says that you're only looking at the person's color, not of knowing who truly she is. Mm-hmm. So it's more preferably that white are more this beauties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well educated, or they have proper mannerism.
Yeah, it's basically like good stereotypes for white women, bad stereotypes for everyone else, mm-hmm. you know.
What attracted you to this issue or the two texts? So what attracted you to dating while black, and what attracted you to swipe white?
I personally found dating while black a lot more interesting to read. Maybe it's because I can relate to her struggle, where swipe white, I was kind of confused. I don't know where her message got lost in the middle. But it was interesting to see and to understand that based on how you are raised, you can make your own, you can have your own stereotype. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was attracted to the whole online dating thing because, like, I'm currently single and I have no time to date. So mm-hmm. technically, online dating would be my best option. So that attracted me to the whole, like, conversation about it. So I think dating while black has more to do with that, because it is about online dating. The other one, swipe white, doesn't really touch on it.
So what attracted me is that both Cam and Abby are like no online dating, and I just wanna like, I'm more curious to know like what made them like do online dating and like go there every time to like meet people and you know someone.
Loneliness.
And yes, so the three of us really like dating while black because it goes more in content, while swipe white is mm-hmm. what Abby said, it's more confusing, and you have to like, I have to like read the text twice mm-hmm. in order to like really yeah. understand it. So what did you already know about this issue before reading the text?
I know what online dating is, right? Like, you like the person profile, you swipe, you get to meet them, you like them, you don't like them, they might be a second date, maybe not. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. Based on the racism portion, I try not to see that. Like, I try not to hide from it by hiding. I mean, like, I try not to make the world all about this is it, you're always fighting for it. I'm always fighting for my rights in mm-hmm. school or in my family or anywhere you go. But I try not to make it a habit, you know, not to realize it every day, because it's painful to live in a life where, because of your skin tone, you are looked a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. So I try not to.
What did I know about this issue before? Like, you, I knew about online dating. Mm-hmm. I've done it. I'm done with it.
I think it's ready to move on.
Yeah. I haven't done it in a very long time. But I didn't know, like you said, about the racism in it. I thought literally, like, if I matched with someone, it's because they thought I was cute. Mm-hmm. If I didn't, they didn't think I was cute. Mm-hmm. I never thought that if I were a white girl with lighter eyes and blonde hair, same smile, same features, same eyes, mm-hmm. same profile, that person would get more likes mm-hmm. than me. That person would get more matched than me. That person would have a better chance of finding love than me. Mm-hmm. So that I didn't know. And I realized after reading Dating While Black.
So what I already know about online dating is that most of the time people that goes online for like dating sites, they don't usually end up with the guy mm-hmm. that they meet. Some of my friends that went online dating, and they told me that not most of the time, it's like it's hard for you, like it might get you to like try like meeting like maybe like 25 guys mm-hmm. and still not gonna be like, you're not yeah. gonna see that person. So what were you hoping to learn from the text?
What I wanted to learn? I just wanted to learn if, I've always questioned this, if my skin has anything to do with my rating. Mm-hmm. So from what I found, it does. So basically it answered one or two of my questions that I've had.
For me, it was just that once I learned that there is an issue with racism in online dating, mm-hmm. and I was about to read these articles, I'm just like, well, it's just gonna say that it sucks and that there is an issue. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what they explained. I was surprised by the statistics. I was surprised that even on the online dating sites themselves, like OkCupid, mm-hmm. they themselves did research and saw that. Mm-hmm. But then I don't see like
any change being made.
Any changes. So
for me, it's actually shocking for me to like learn from the Dating While Black that black people with like lighter skin get more followers than black. It's like, because even in like entertainment industry, mm-hmm. like you see Rihanna, Beyonce,
yeah.
like those like really, which is like role models for like.
Yeah. You know? But we're seeing them
That's
now.
True. Yeah, we're seeing
for
them
a
now.
Long time we didn't see them, and still like Rihanna and Beyonce are very light
lighter shirt,
and they play with their hair. They don't not wearing their hair naturally. You know, they're doing a lot of things that are not the average woman that could relate to them do. Mm-hmm. And they're still, because they're popular and rich, they're still allowed in certain spaces that we're not,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Because of the text, what questions do you now have about the issue?
I would ask, are they going to make a site that are specifically for black people? Another one would be, how common is it that a black person are more likely to find love and dating site, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because like even if they get less responses, like depending on who's responding, mm-hmm. could a lesser pool of attention actually bring a better chance of a quality mate?
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah, that's actually really good. Yeah.
And it will also like raise the issue of like separation, you know, like mm-hmm. segregation, like. Putting like black people in like one side of online dating and also like creating one for mm-hmm. other people like
yeah.
mm-hmm. white toned skin. Yeah.
Then white people are gonna be complaining like mm-hmm. like all white lives matter
in
yeah. dating.
How might have your social location influence your understanding and interpretation of the text?
Well, like I said, like me as a black Latina, mm-hmm. you know, female.
Single?
Yeah, single. Single as hell. This definitely influenced my interpretation of the text because it talked about a lot of the things I see in my life. So it was hard not to relate. Like mm-hmm. everything she was saying I related to, especially I'm talking about Dating While Black because she talks about how people perceive her as not black enough because either of her education or the way she dresses or the way she speaks. And for a long time, being both black and Latina, like growing up, I was told to hide and just not be proud of my black heritage. No mm-hmm. one in the Dominican Republic wants to talk about their black heritage, even though they look, you know, mm-hmm. very black.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here to Canada, in the black spaces I was in, I was the light black girl, so I wasn't black enough for them either. So in the Latin culture, I was too black. In the black culture, I was not black enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just really interesting reading this article and her talking about how she doesn't fit the stereotype either, and how in white spaces, sometimes she will be seen as black for sure, but she would be seen as an agreeable type mm-hmm. of black because she's not ruffling any feathers.
Mm-hmm.
She's not making anyone uncomfortable or not making anyone like, you know, nervous by just her presence as a black woman. So yeah, I think those factors definitely influenced the way I read this and the way I interpreted this text.
So growing up as a Filipino, because my mom and my dad, they met like back home in just like a very like, you know, like rural, like what do you call it, not rural,
rural, yeah,
rural, mm-hmm. yeah, in a rural location. So with these parents growing up, nobody knows online dating.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've never tried online dating. I believe they raised me, and I believe that meeting that someone like in the real world is better than actually like doing it online where you talk to the person and not knowing that person. So that's why I'm not comfortable like talking to someone online that I don't know what they look like.
Yeah, I get that. For me, it's like I am a black, dark skin, people would say, I guess. Like, I've always challenged with this personally because everyone around me, like my family members are very much white. Why? Because I'm adopted, so it's very much white. And then my sister and I are dark skinned. My family will make like comments, but you can't fight that, right? Like my dad would always say, like, he'll put his hands, the palm up, and he'd be like, and put your palm up. I'll put both of our palms up. And he'll say, see, we're related because both of our palms are the same color. Oh. I get it. But in the same way, it makes you realize, I'm like, wow, you're on the outside, right? So you're still
focused on that.
Like making sure that I am still inclusive, even though I'm darker skin. So, and then when you go to school, it's like, black this, black people don't have nice hair, black people don't have the manners or whatever. So, I get that. And what you said, like, you don't belong in both ways. I do that. I feel like that all the time. If I am with a lot of my friends are somewhat white as well. So, when I'm with my white friends, I'm known as this cool black chick, right? And then when you go to my black friends, they're like, oh, you're so whitewashed, right? I'm like, and I always ask them, like, why am I whitewashed? They're like, first of all, you don't really know much about the culture. I'm like, well, that's not my fault, one.
Yeah.
Two, you don't know the slangs. I don't know the slangs because I'm just not around that. And I just speak English like I normally do. So I don't speak like them. I don't speak like whites. So you're just always lost in the middle of the ocean, I would say. But yeah.
How did that influence your understanding of the text?
I guess like based on how she felt the outcast when it comes to the dating world because everyone only looked at her as this black woman who they don't know because they don't know how she speaks, right? They only know based on what she looks like. They don't know what kind of language. By language, I mean like, does she use slang, you know? So they look at her in that glass, so they are not willing to give her a chance. Yeah, so that would be my understanding. People would say judging a book by its cover. So in that case,
by its black cover.
Yeah.
As a reader, how, when, and where do the authors use rhetorical strategies like logos, ethos, and pathos? So for like Dating While Black, her logos was like, she was very organized, you know, like she cited a lot of studies and she did her own, you know, research, and she gave clear results throughout the entire thing. So I thought her logos was really good.
Yeah. It's not just like she read about it, she got it from other people's statistics, but she also went through it. She posted her own image, didn't get the result she was looking for. She posted her friend's picture, she got the result that she was hoping for, but she didn't receive. And then she went over and beyond by putting her own picture, but lighting it and keeping all her features, and realized she got the same result as a white person. So she studied it. Like it didn't take her a day or a week or months to do this. It took her a year and a half or 2 years to do this essay, so, and to do her collect her evidence, as well as reading it and actually going through it. So I thought it was a very well done, very, very well done. Where Swipe White, I don't know how long it took her. She doesn't really explain what it is. I understand where she might be coming from in cases where how you are born and how you are raised, you will have certain type of stereotype. So let's say for blacks, we are very much, I kind of want to speak for everyone else, but like angry when it comes to like certain whites, like when they complain about certain things, I'm like, listen, you've had it easy.
Have the privilege.
Yeah, you have the privilege. You can go to certain places and people don't look at you in the wrong way. you go to a restaurant, might be a high classy restaurant, you step in, people look at you like you don't even belong there.
Yeah.
So
if you're black.
If you are black.
Or a minority.
So that's what I'm saying, yeah. And they don't get that. Where she says because she is Korean, she looks at things in a certain light. When it comes to organization, I don't think she's much organized. She's all over the place.
All over the place in the
article. All over the place.
And she includes things that are not even relevant to her point.
Yeah.
Like she includes like little stories about like her sex addict friend,
mm-hmm.
or about going to her boyfriend's ex
yeah.
house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't even like she doesn't bring it back
mm-hmm.
to her point. She just like writes this like really shocking things just to like shock the
audience.
But
there's no story. So yeah.
Christine.
Yeah, so since I really like The Dating While Black by Hadiya, so her logos for me is like she studied it, she examined by doing her own experiment,
mm-hmm.
and also like writing this good kind of like reading stuff that we did read.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she
yeah.
was very like her language
her
was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus her background also give her that credit, like credits.
Credit, yeah, very much.
And she's like, said, yeah, the credits. Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but you're right. Like, it's that ethos, right? She
mm-hmm.
like she has credibility because
mm-hmm.
of her background, because of how you said, Abby, like she took initiative
mm-hmm.
with
yes.
her research.
Mm-hmm.
And like with the pathos side of it, she uses really emotional languages. And even though she's citing research and she's doing case studies, she still talks about
her
personal
own feelings.
Yeah,
and she's
like
not embarrassed to show her emotion.
Yes,
through her words. Yeah, for sure. She explained she's angry about the result.
Mm-hmm.
Made her cry and
mm-hmm.
made her like feel this crushing. Like, am I really ever gonna find that person?
Yeah.
If my life is if my life is in this, everyone's gonna look at me as this black person all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this high person, am I ever gonna look for anyone? Is that what I'm gonna be if everyone is gonna judge me and when I walk down the street is the same
yeah.
way when they're looking at me in the profile.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
which of the two texts did you find more convincing because of the author's use of rhetorical strategies? And we all agree we all agree to that
Dating
While Black is like
the only one.
Whims.
Just, like if she like Jennifer Chung, if she put her thesis like together and like
mm-hmm.
organized it, I could see it being a good article.
Because
I do want to know like if how people think based on how they're raised and culture,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, and like how we are raised is gonna affect who we are attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a really interesting issue. But because
true.
She just like flew all over her place
all
with her points, it just kind of made me be like, what is she? Like, you're so many times I wrote down, like, how is this relevant?
Really, yeah.
yeah.
And the questions were really good. Like, the questions
yeah.
she asked herself before she's writing it,
yeah.
it's really good. I just wish that the question has something to do with the text.
Yeah.
The text has
like,
something
she
to
asks
do with
the questions, and then she digresses and doesn't answer the question.
Yeah. So that's one of the reason why
and
I felt lost.
And I think also that me, as, like, English is my second language,
mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to, like, understand because
it's confusing.
You already like it's your second language already, and then she throw you like stuff that
mm-hmm.
is not even
it's
like,
not consistent.
Consistent,
yes.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
Yeah. So is there like any quote from Dating While Black that's why it's that you more agree with this text?
The things I wanna highlight that she says has to do more with pathos, because when I read this line, like I had to stop and kind of reflect on it because
mm-hmm.
it's something that I felt for a long time. But I never knew how to verbalize it.
Mm-hmm.
So in, again, Dating While Black, Roderick states in paragraph 9, she says, I have been loath to admit the role that race might play in my ability to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
So that really resonated with me because it's just incredible to think about that. Just the color of your skin, like how much melanin
mm-hmm.
you happen to secrete
mm-hmm.
is what's going to determine whether you find love in this life or not. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's heartbreaking, you know? So I really like that. The way she wrote that was so simple and but so impactful.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said from the beginning, that a lot of people, what I've talked to with my friends and like my sisters and all that, based on their shade, I do notice that some of them found, say, saying that they're overwhelmed or like they're being harassed, where my darker friends, they find that it's really hard for them to find that one person they even just wanted to talk to and see what they're about. So with this one,
it's Hadia.
Hadia, and Dating While Black says, among my single friends, even in the conversations what I overheard with strangers in the coffee shop, women's use dating sites describe being overwhelmed and flooded with communications. On the days that I completed my profile, I received one message. Four more appeared over the next 2 days. This trickle continued for the next year and 2 months, arranging two messages a day. So because of her shade, she got one, two, four messages.
So little.
Where the other ones, they got 5,000, 2,000 messages.
Yeah.
It's shocking because she does go back in the statistics where she put in her friend.
Her friend. And then
and
herself.
She did notice that there was quite an amount of messages where one person received compared to herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, that definitely I agree because of that. And that was one of her ethos that I agree
with.
When she put her friend Jennifer, who is white, as a profile, but not changing anything about herself, her hobby, her education, anything, she explains that the person, Jennifer, has gotten a lot more messages than she did. So in paragraph 20, explains that, I expected Jennifer to receive more messages than I did, perhaps twice as many. In fact, in her first 3 days, Whitney Hedison received 9 times more messages. 47 messages to the 5 I received in the comparative time frame.
And I just want to add, she adds so many examples of logos. We went through it and tried to list them all.
Every paragraph
every
she basically, or every other paragraph she.
Yeah, she cites OkCupid research data from all their users.
Mm-hmm.
She cites, a Yale professor. She
mm-hmm.
cites
a book that she has read
years
ago, and she used as a statistic.
Yeah.
And basically to show that, what is it called? Black are less attractive, I think, for once.
Below
she
average.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then they get
below
more
average,
sexualized
yeah.
messages.
Mm-hmm.
And that cross-race messages are rare, so it's hard.
Yeah. Where in our swipe white,
mm-hmm.
It was really hard for me to find any logo. By hard, I mean I didn't find anything at all.
It was none.
Zero. The messages, as you can see from all our messages that we've been talking about, we barely ever touched the
swipe
surface
white.
On this text because... It was really hard for us to find any contact.
So according to Hadia from Dating While Black, she said, I noted that my friends describe me as sincere and hilarious, fun to do things with, and a great trivia partner. In these paddles, she showed how her personality is everyone would like her, but with her skin tone, men, in online dating would see her as someone that is not good for them because of her skin color.
Mm-hmm. Without actually knowing who she really is.
And sorry, Christine, which paragraph is that? Paragraph 3.
Paragraph 3.
Good.
Yeah. And that's why you agree with the text?
Yes.
Okay.
And the text that we read for Swipe White by Jennifer Chow, I found an article for Etho. I found a paragraph for Etho in paragraph 3 that explains that one of her friends who is white, she basically rates the size of guys' dicks based on their ethnicity, and one being Asian being very small, another for black being large, and for Spanish, I guess, would be in
yeah.
the middle. Yeah. So I didn't find that credible at all because she didn't cite where she got it from. She's doing it based on one experience that she had by sleeping with an Asian man.
Yeah.
And then the other one, she had the same thing with her friend. She had a sexual intercourse with them once.
Yeah.
And but then based on that, she's judging.
Mm-hmm. And her friend was like being ridiculous about it too.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, there's no evidence to back any of that up. Mm-hmm. And then she goes on to say like that the only exception is white men because you don't know what to expect from
them.
But you can say that about anyone, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. she's not giving us evidence otherwise. She's just saying, oh, I slept with one Asian guy, so I know all Asian guys have small dicks. Like, that's not... You can
Nowadays,
prove
there's
that.
Always a new way to enhance that, right? So, yes. You can't judge.
Thanks to science. Thanks to science. Thanks to medical science.
Yeah. So, ladies, we've come to the end of this podcast. And to conclude, it'd be nice to pose kind of like a critical thinking question, a food for thought, as some may say, or a call to action to our peers and our listening audience. So is there any questions you still had relating to this issue or something you would like to say for the audience?
For me, actually, I just wanted to ask Christine here if you would ever go online dating. From hearing all of this experience and you also from your own point of view, you said you never wanted to go on it.
Maybe I will try, but I mean, not right now because I don't have time. Like, with all of these courses, no, I don't have time. So maybe not. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're considering it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
But, there's like a high chance for me not to do it because like you said, from your experience, you're done with it. You guys are done with it. So I feel like I don't even want to try it.
I'm just done with it because a lot of the guys that I've been found online, they're dumb. They're dumb. Okay, my one question I have is that for a black woman, do you think there's something we can do or change about ourselves to be more appealing to someone else?
Well, okay, let's look at Hadia. Like, she is super educated. She says, like, she speaks softly. She's not, like, the, like, loud, stereotypical, like, mm-hmm. black woman. And still, when she's dating online, she's discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you want to be like a Cardi B or a freaking Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
See how criticized Michelle Obama even mm-hmm. was? People even called her mm-hmm. monkey.
Oh, yeah.
When she was the first lady of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot have a better example of the white ideal of a black woman than Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And she still got criticized. So like, no matter how you navigate these spaces, if people are going to be racist, they're going to be racist.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't try to be conforming yourself because that's going to be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you're not going to get everyone to accept you and everyone to like you. I think the goal is to break the systemic part of racism, the part that is ingrained
mm-hmm.
in our society. Because like you said before, Abby, our world caters to white people. Like when you go to a fancy restaurant, they're making it for white people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Asian or the mm-hmm. or the Latin or the black person that comes into that restaurant is the exception,
mm-hmm.
not their targeted audience. And that's the entire world.
Well,
that's it. That's the end of our podcast, guys. Sorry to end on such a bummer.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you, Cam, for thinking deeply and connecting honestly about online dating. Thank you for your precious... So I learned from you guys a lot.
Oh, thank you.
But I might never try online dating.
Well,
okay, we're crushing it. But
yeah.
There's some good parts.
Yeah.
There's some good. There's a higher chance
I
people to meet online now than it is in person. People
I just
are too busy.
I just went to a wedding when one of my best friends married the guy she met online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to another one the end of this year. Same thing. They met online.
There's happy endings.
Yeah, there's happy endings.
Good
luck.
There's definitely happy endings.
Good luck.
There's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You feel like giving up and then maybe the last one will be it, you know?
Yeah.
We're just giving up at the moment.
Yes, for the moment.
We'll go on it next year or 2 years from now.
And avoid OkCupid.